Welcome to the Intuitive Awakening Podcast. I'm your host, Deanna Riddick. I'm an author, teacher, and eternal seeker of truth. I am on a mission to spread metaphysical knowledge to everyone in an effort to help them awaken to universal truth. If you want to learn about spirituality, the occult, and all things related to metaphysics, you are in the right place. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Intuitive Awakening. My name is Dina. Thank you for joining me for this week's episode. Not to sound too redundant, but as you know, we're making our way through the tarot. And this week, I'm going to kick it off by talking about the minor arcana. We completely finished the major arcana over the past few weeks, so I hope you found that helpful. But this week, we're going to kick it off with the pentacle suit. So if you are unfamiliar with the tarot, you have the major arcana and then you have the minor arcana, which contains the four suits, which are comparable to the four suits in a normal playing card deck. We'll say that. I'm going to take you through the pentacles today. There's quite a few cards, and I am going to be covering the court cards in this deck as well. Now, as we spoke about during the previous weeks, the major arcana are, the way I've defined it, they're experiences, they're lessons that we have to go through here in life. So those are immutable. Those are things that we actually can't change. So we have to go through those. However, in complete opposition to that, we have the minor arcana, and the minor cards, they speak to events in everyday life. These are our daily experiences that can be changed, altered, as opposed to the major arcana, which are lessons that we have to learn, and those can't really be modified. So when we pull the minor arcana, these cards that we pull, these are essentially representative of the energy that's present in our life at that moment. So let's begin with the pentacles. The pentacles, which are also known as the coins, they are all about money, which simplifies this for us. They're also related to manifestation, abundance, financial success, or even your money woes. They essentially deal with all of the material aspects of life and physical reality. So again, your finances, work, material possessions, and they often appear in your readings when you ask questions about your career and your finances. Now, with each suit has an element associated with it. And with the pentacles, it is the suit of earth. So keep that in mind as we move through this the suit. Let's begin with the Ace of Pentacles. And again, for reference, I'm using the Rider-Waite Tarot. So with the Ace of Pentacles, in this card, we see a hand coming from the clouds, or hand from above, which is presenting a coin to us, right? Or presenting a pentacle. And we see a garden below. And it looks pretty lush, and it's not barren, so this is already a good sign for us. Beyond the entrance of this garden, we do get a glimpse of, or I guess we could say when we're going outside of the garden, we get a glimpse of some of the mountains beyond the horizon. And this signals challenges as we move from the Ace onto the other cards throughout this journey. Given that the hand is coming or emerging from the clouds, it looks like a gift of some sort from above. But since it's a pentacle, we know that it's a gift regarding something to deal with the material world. In this case, since it's an Ace, and all Aces are about new beginnings, so remember that, and that applies to the Aces across the boards. Whenever you see these in the deck, they're always going to signal some sort of, yes, new beginning, but new opportunity of some sort. So keep that in mind. And so for us, this card is a new opportunity to bring what? Abundance. This could be a new job, a new opportunity that comes your way that has the ability to bring you money. However, again, as we see beyond the garden, it's going to take some work to achieve that full abundance or that security that you're seeking, but it can be done. This card can also signal an unexpected windfall coming your way, which is, of course, super helpful. We all want that. And lastly, if you're wanting to manifest something, and let's say you're mixing your deck and you're asking your guides or whomever, you know, I want to manifest this. Is this something that is going to actually bring me money? Is this something that's actually going to work? And then you pull this upright, It's saying yes. It's really a thumbs up if you look at it literally. And it's saying yes, go for it. Some of the keywords here are abundance, manifestation, of course. And since we are dealing with the aces for the numerology, they're always about new beginnings or new opportunities or just the start of something new, okay? In the reverse position, this card is literally a thumbs down. This is, believe it or not, an extremely simplified way that I was taught when I was taking classes many years ago. Our teacher said, you know, when you look at the aces, look at them as thumbs up or a thumbs down, which is actually kind of super helpful. I know that, again, that it's very simplified, but trust me, it's going to help you to remember. So when it's reversed, again, this literally means a thumb down when it comes to, you know, maybe taking that new opportunity, maybe taking that new job. Maybe there's some sort of investment that someone's asking you to make and your guide is like, no. And then the card is reversed. It could be the wrong time to step into this new opportunity and the universe is asking you to like kind of hold off. If this new opportunity comes your way, and again, if it's a thumbs down, the universe might be saying, or your guides or whomever, maybe look at this a little bit more closely and kind of trust your gut and maybe be careful about accepting a prospective job or even a loan, right? Because that's money. And look at the terms more closely, whatever it is that you're doing related to money. All right, Two of Pentacles. In this card, we see a person who's juggling two pentacles, two coins, and this person is dressed in red, which symbolizes the root chakra, excuse me, which deals with all things related to physical matters. Behind him, there are turbulent seas that are moving up and down. So this card indicates that you're actively trying to balance, or what is he doing, juggling many things in your life. It could indicate that you have too much on your plate and you need to balance better and get more organized and prioritize what's more important when it comes to your schedule. This card, if you wanted to sum it up, it really can mean time management. If you just look at the ups and downs behind him, right? And then he's really trying to figure out how to do this, then you know it's all about the person trying to manage their time better. You're being asked to get clear on what you can and cannot do. Don't overwork yourself to the point of exhaustion. Prioritize what's most important. And these turbulent seas behind this person, they indicate that things are a little bit too chaotic and out of control. And they're going to get worse if you keep going this way. You could even get sick. So this is all about balance, time management, and prioritize. And sometimes, not always, at least not for me, sometimes... And you'll see this when we come to the twos in the rest of the minor arcana. They can be about making a decision about this or that, this or that, this or that. So keep that in the back of your mind. So as I said, numerology, the twos usually are about one of two things here in the minor arcana. They're about balance or having to make a decision between something and something, right? Between the head and the heart. A heart and a rock place. You'll see that coming up in the other suits. And I just want you to keep that in the back of your mind, because once you learn just that, you'll have a better understanding of a good portion of the minor arcana. In the reverse position, this card speaks about imbalance in your life. You need to focus your attention, again, still get disorganized, or get organized. There's not too much of a difference here, in my opinion, of the upright and the reversed. Except for, again, you haven't really done a great job of managing your time, and you also might be succumbing to too much distraction. You know how it is sometimes where you have so much on your plate and you need to get organized, but it almost paralyzes you and you don't do anything instead? Or you might find a million excuses to not do anything. That kind of also can be what's happening here in the reverse position. Okay, let's go to the Three of Pentacles. And again, you guys, there's so much to be learned. Let me reiterate this here from the cards. I mean, there's color symbolism, there's alchemy, there's all kinds of symbols in these cards. So I'm giving you a simplified meaning, but I think that they're useful tips to kind of help you remember what's going on in the card. And with that said, let me also add this, and I'll reiterate this at the end. It's so important to see what the person is doing in the card, what their action is, or what's happening, right? So for example, is that person, I'm trying to think again, that person is literally juggling something. Look at the ship. Is it going up and down, up and down? What's the actual action? On top of that, what does the person look like? Do they look angry and pissed off? Do they look frustrated, pleased, dissatisfied, prideful? Or I guess it's proud. Look at their face. It's quite telling of how they feel. And that also is another added layer. And that will help you when you're trying to learn it for yourself or when you're trying to give messages for someone. All right, let's move to the Three of Pentacles. I like this card. So in this card, we see a group of, well, a couple of men and a woman, and they are working together in a cathedral. So they appear to vary in age, and they each represent something. So we have the young man, and he's known as the craftsman. We have a noble woman, and then we have a friar, and they're all together in this cathedral. Again, three different type of people. The craftsman is standing on a bench underneath the arch, which is containing the three pentacles. And it appears that perhaps the friar and the noblewoman are working alongside the craftsman, or at least providing some feedback about his design, or at least giving him feedback about the work that he's done thus far on the cathedral. The woman is holding some papers, perhaps the plans for the building, so she's playing a pretty big role here. And they're all working together. If they're all working together, this card is about what? Teamwork, collaboration. And the friar and the woman, they seem to be pretty pleased with the work that the craftsman has done so far. So again, teamwork here. Imprint this into your mind. Every person has their part to play in the team, and they're all contributing their strength to the completion of something. This card brings to your attention recognition for the work that you've done from your team. But it's also about harmony within a group setting. Everyone is working to make the idea or the plan a reality. There is, I would say, success associated with this card. So if you're an entrepreneur and you're working with the team, it's just a reminder to recognize everyone's skill and their strength and, you know, recognize that they're all working together to make the dream come true. It also brings to your attention to have a pretty clear plan when you're creating something, especially something like that, right? But in general, make sure that you guys have very clear-cut plans together. Everybody knows their proper assignment, and you have assigned according to everybody's strength. So outline the expectations and stick to your deadlines, and trust that everybody is going to be harnessing their own individual creativity and putting forth the effort. The key words here: creativity, fulfillment, teamwork, collaboration. And for numerology, we have the threes, which are about creation. And in this card, if you think about it, you have the mind, body, spirit, right? So you have the noble woman, which to me is the mind, the body is the craftsman, and the spirit is the friar, all working together to create something. In the reverse position, there are problems with the team, or at least there are problems in a group setting. There may be problems amongst each team member, and there may be a clash when it comes to a vision, or at least making this vision a reality. So there's really a lack of collaboration here, okay? So again, given that in the upright position, you need to be organized to create something, this card can indicate that you lack the proper planning and that you really need to sit down and plan out what needs to get done. Now, just an added piece here. As you can see from the noble woman and the friar, it's like they're admiring, right, the work of the craftsman. They really appreciate what he has done and his creativity. So they're valuing his work. But in the reverse position, you actually may be overlooked right now. Wherever you're working, if it's in a team or at your job, your boss may be overlooking you for some reason. So maybe all the effort and time that you've put into creating something or giving your work, you may not be a valued part of the team, which sucks. Okay, get my notes. Four of Pentacles. So in this card, we see a man sitting in a chair, or likely a throne of some sort, holding multiple pentacles. And he's accumulated these through his hard work, through all of his labor. We see behind him his town, maybe it's his home that he is from or where he lives, and he's accumulated quite a bit of money throughout his labors. So in some ways, you can think of this as the craftsman who is now reaping the results of all his labors after having helped, build that cathedral. Some people say that this is, you know, a merchant, but it could be a nobleman as well. Any of these could be true. You create your own story with this deck. However, either way, this person has made quite a bit of money, right? And the coins that are under his feet, they symbolize his need to hold onto his money, but also it symbolizes frugality. So he's a pretty frugal person. Again, this card is a sign about having the ability to accumulate wealth. However, it also indicates that due to the money that you've made, you might be inching towards becoming a miser. And a miser is someone who hoards their wealth and spends as little money as possible. So even though you have been successful, made all this money, it can maybe turn into a burden in your life, and you may even equate your self-worth with the money that you make. Keywords here: wealth, financial security, abundance. The numerology here is the 4, which is all about building a foundation and having stability, which is completely a part of the 4 of Pentacles. In the reverse position, this card is about, unfortunately, losing that money. You may become bankrupt. It's a call to make sure that you're putting your money away, save, save, save for a rainy day, because eventually it's going to rain, okay? 5 of Pentacles. We can tell just by looking at this card, it's gloom and doom. I would say there's a list of cards that I really can't stand to get in this deck because it's pretty painful, and this is definitely one of them. So it certainly doesn't look positive if you're taking a look right now. In this card, we see 2 people in torn up clothes. They're walking together, or may I say hobbling together, in the snow. So we have one guy is on crutches and he's hobbling along, and these people are walking by a church, and there's a pretty bright light coming through a stained glass window that has 5 pentacles overhead. This card is all about what? Say it with me, poverty. It could signal that right now, you're broke. And that is what it usually means. Like, you're struggling right now financially. Things are not going very well, or you're going through something that has really caused you to lose everything. And this is not just money. It could be you lost your house, you lost your car, it could have been repoed. You're losing something, or you've just lost something. You could be unemployed and on your last dime. It's definitely not the best card. Nobody likes to pull this card because it's unhappy. The good thing is that the 2 people at least have each other in this card, so they're not necessarily alone. But the church in the background, you know, is a reminder, because there's somewhere that they can go for some sort of spiritual upliftment, some sort of support during this time. And it's also a reminder to remain faithful, as it'll get you through this really tough time. I want to bring your attention to another thing that's happening in this card. So given that these people are struggling physically, it can indicate that you're poverty is going to have a physical impact and cause you some form of illness as well. So that's also an added bonus to this card. The key words here are poverty, unemployment, adversity, and destitution. That's the big one. The numerology here is the 5s, and the 5s are all about change. And usually changes are big with the 5s. They're not always the best changes either. They're hard ones. And in this case, it's one of misfortune. In the reverse position, this card is good news. Now for some, it's not. Again, you have to have your own meaning here. And when you read a number of different tarot books, you're gonna find a variety of meanings, right? You have to pick the one that works for you. So for me in particular, when I get this card reversed, I am finally coming out of poverty. I'm back on the path of recovering financially. However, it took a lot of work to get there and a lot of time, but you're well on your way. Like, you're finally now back on the path of having financial security. So for me, whenever I get the 5 of Pentacles reversed, thank God, right? I'm finally rebounding. If the 5 of Pentacles is all about some sort of physical ailment, then The reverse position, it would be about rehabilitation, physical therapy, like, you know, getting treatment. On to the Six of Pentacles. So in this card, we see a man who could be a nobleman and is likely a nobleman who is holding scales in one hand and is tossing coins to a person below him, to one person below him from his other hand. And we have two people who look like beggars who are sitting below him with outstretched hands. In the upright position, this card is about give and take. It's about sharing the wealth and supporting the less fortunate. When I see this card in the upright position, I know that I'm the one who's going to be giving to others. It is a call to be charitable and helpful. So for me, whenever I get this in the upright position and I'm reading for myself, okay, you know, it's all about generosity and yes, giving to charities, giving back and being super helpful. Key words here, charity, giving, right? Numerology is six. Sixes are all about nurturing and caretaking and loving. Even the six in the tarot, major arcana, is the lovers. In the reversed position, you are actually going to be on the receiving end of charity. So you're going to be getting some form of help, some sort of extra resources or financial assistance. You may get a small loan or money coming from some sort of unexpected source or help in the way that you need it. So whenever I get this in the reverse position, even for myself or for someone else, they're finally going to be getting that assistance. The Seven of Pentacles. In this card, you see a man who's wearing what I call an orange tunic, I could be wrong, who's leaning over his hoe, staring at essentially his bounty of pentacles, right? So it looks here as if he's had some minor success, which is a good sign, but what's most important here is his facial expression. That's why I tell you to look at the faces closely. While he sees some of his fruits of his labor, he seems actually pretty dissatisfied over what, I think he's kind of frustrated, right? So overall dissatisfied, he doesn't look celebratory in any kind of way. So perhaps his work didn't yield the amount of the results that he hoped for. And perhaps it took so long coming that even with some sort of success, finally, he's apathetic. He doesn't kind of care at this point. Orange is the color of creativity, but it's also the color of emotions. And his emotions here are leaning towards, like I said, dissatisfaction, frustration, apathy. And the thing is, he's worked really hard for his harvest, and he's probably worked so long. And there's an overall sense of kind of like, okay, great, you know, finally I see something, but the results took too long. The key words here are frustration, dissatisfaction, and even mild success. What's interesting here with the numerology is that it's the sevens, and you know, this is my personal take, and I'm sure others will disagree, but I don't feel like the sevens, there's a consistent meaning across the board. It varies. Sevens are usually about spirituality. They can also be about victory in a way, if we think about the chariot. But in this sense, when I sat down and looked at all the sevens of the minor arcana, they have very different meanings. So you can utilize your knowledge of numerology and apply it as such. In the reverse position, I don't feel like the meaning changes too much, to be perfectly honest. So instead of seeing the rewards, however small they may be, you may still be in the stage where the reward or the fruits of the labor are yet to yield. So again, there's a general sense of frustration with this card. So maybe you're still in the waiting stage, waiting to see some sort of success. So the sentiment is generally the same here, okay? Eight of Pentacles. So in this card, we see a man that's sitting on a bench making pentacles. I like this card. I've gotten this card a million times. If you can burn this into your memory, this is the what? Apprentice card. Apprentice card, the learner. The Eight of Pentacles. So we see he has completed the work above him, right? But obviously he's still working on this. So he's what? Honing his craft. And this is what this card is all about, because he's the apprentice, or he's the student, if you want to call it that. So this card indicates learning a new craft. But as you can see, almost all of the pentacles are perfect. So this person is quite methodical. They're very careful. They may be a perfectionist, but they want to be super good at their craft. So when you pull this card, it can be an indication about maybe you're going back to school to learn something new. You're learning a new skill, or you're improving upon a skill or a talent that you already have. So again, key words, apprentice, the student, skill, school. The numerology here is the eight. Eights are what? About abundance. And so given that this is a pentacles, the craft or taking that extra class at school or learning a new skill is going to lead you to financial abundance. In the reverse position, this card indicates that you've been working very hard to improve your skill or your talent, but you're not really seeing any rewards, right? You're not really seeing things get better no matter how hard you try. There's frustration here. So maybe you're an artist and you're trying to learn some sort of new artistic skill, but it's not really panning out no matter what you do, right? You're being asked to kind of step back and see if there's a better strategy or a different approach that you can take. You may also be a bit of a perfectionist here, and perhaps that's impeding your growth. So don't become too trying to make everything too perfect. Okay. We're already at the Nine of Pentacles, you guys. In this card, we see a woman. This is a great card to get. Let me just preface it. We see a woman in a lush garden. She's surrounded by her pentacles and she's holding a little bird, or a little bird's holding her. The scenery is really beautiful and it's serene, and look at the expression on her face. She seems happy. She seems pretty freaking pleased at her circumstances. This card is about success. It's really about achievement. This woman has done it, but she has done it on her own. This person did it. She is incredibly independent. She's worked super hard for the success, and she's done it. And we see it here. Again, she's self-reliant and self-sufficient, major words for the card. And she has reaped the rewards of all of her hard work. Keywords here, abundance, success, self-reliance, self-sufficiency, independence. The numerology here is nine, and nine is all about achievement and attainment. Reversed, this person is probably working way too hard. They're overworked, and they're overworked to build their own empire. And they may need better time management, and they must learn how to prioritize. So that's one reading of it. Another can be that there are issues here of self-worth. So as you see in the upright position, this woman has done it herself. She built her own wealth and her empire, but in reverse, she's struggling to do it. Or she believes that she doesn't have what it takes. She's not good enough to really make it a reality. Let's move to the Ten of Pentacles. Again, positive card here. In this card, we see a family with two dogs surrounded by a nice, we can call it mansion. Estate is probably a better word. And there are quite a few pentacles here. Again, more money, more problems. Probably not, but I just wanted to say that. So this family has accumulated wealth and success, and there is definitely financial security for this entire family. If we take a closer look at the man in the foreground, right, he has white hair, which indicates his age. And again, he looks like he's surrounded by what looks like fruit. And he has provided the wealth for his family. He's an older man who has worked very hard to make this type of life and give financial security to his family, or I would say bring what we could call generational wealth. And perhaps he's created some sort of family business for them, which will reap dividends, right? So overall, great card. The key words here are wealth, security, prosperity. The numerology here is the 10, which is all about completion, which is what this card again is all about. Success, having completed or even created a foundation, right? Reversed. This card can indicate that unfortunately there is some sort of external threat to this secure wealth. Perhaps the business is going under, that family business, and perhaps there are issues with your personal investments or financial investments. It also can bring attention to your attention that you've worked really hard to be the provider, to be the breadwinner, but at what cost? What was sacrificed to do this? Okay, everybody, we've moved on now to the court cards. If you remember looking at the minor arcana, each suit has four court cards: the page, the knights, the queens, and the kings. No difference here with the pentacles. Let's start with the pages of pentacles. So in this card, we see a very young man wearing, again, what I'm going to call a green tunic with a red hat, who's holding one pentacle. The ground around him is green, it's ripe for planting, and the background is yellow. And remember, the yellow can be associated with the solar plexus, which is about self-confidence, self-esteem, good energy, vitality. There's another word, strength. There we go. We do see a mountain behind him, probably foreshadowing what he's going to have to go through to turn that one pentacle into many. Pages in the tarot are usually their messengers of new beginnings, okay? So whenever you get the page, remember, new beginning, new beginning. I think that would super help you to understand, but they're messengers, okay, of some sort. In this case, he brings the message of a new financial opportunity, some sort of new manifestation that you want to undertake could reap rewards, okay? It could be a new job, some new investment, just something that's new. It hasn't happened yet, and the steps have not been taken yet. It's just a new opportunity being brought your way. So it doesn't yet signify that you're going to be successful, because it's just the beginning. It's not the fulfillment. You'll still have to learn how to be successful and go through what it takes to bring this into materialization and fulfillment. But this is the start of something new, and it's related to money or the physical realm in some way. So the page is gifting this to you, the messenger. Reversed, this means that you may be wanting to get a new job or start a whole new career or manifest a goal, but you feel like maybe you can't do it. Maybe you think that you don't have what it takes to actually do the job. So it's bringing your attention to that. Like, maybe it's time to sit back and again, deal with the issues of self-worth and maybe build up your confidence and your self-esteem. Now, what's interesting and weird about the pages, because I've practiced reading with many friends now for, my God, it's been almost 10 years, which is insane. And whenever I've read with them, they have children. I do not. And the pages, actually, sometimes when you're reading for people, can actually be their children. That can come up. So I want you to actually keep that in your mind as well. All right, let's move to the knights, queens, and king. And I want to say this before I jump in. The knights and the page and the queen and king, they are people. Now, they may not actually come out as people for you. It could be different. It could just be the general overarching message for you. Or it could actually indicate that person is coming into your life, is in your life already. And that's how it works for me all the time. So I know whenever I'm pulling a knight, a queen, king, oh, okay, this person either already represents somebody in my life, or this is somebody new that's coming in and I need to be aware. Let's talk about the knights. So in this card, we see a young man and he's riding a black horse and he's holding a pentacle in his hand. He's wearing a suit of armor and the ground beneath him, it looks slightly barren, but not completely. It's almost like the ground has recently been cleared and it's prepped for another harvest. This person is an earth sign. All of the pentacles are going to be earth signs. So these people are either Virgos, a Taurus, or a Capricorn. Just as an example, I am an earth sign, so whenever I read for myself, the Queen of Pentacles comes out all the time. That's me. If it is a knight, this person is a young man. They're not older, I would say, than like 34 is kind of the cutoff for me. So somebody between like 20, maybe 34, 32 years old, and again, earth sign. When you pull the Knight of Pentacles, this is somebody who's really conservative. This is somebody who sticks to the same routine. This is someone who is pretty productive, right? But there is one saying that I associate with the Knight of Pentacles, and it always comes up, and it's slow and steady wins the race. Remember the tortoise and the hare? That phrase I use all the time because it really applies to the Knight of Pentacles. He works super hard and he knows what works for him and he sticks to it. Again, routine. He rarely deviates and is not the risk taker in the deck. Some people could say he's kind of a boring person, but you know what? He gets the job done and he gets it done right. He is a planner and he sticks to the plan. And some people, again, might say, oh, he's not the most creative person, but this person is 100% reliable and you can depend on them, again, to get the job done, to do what they say, put the plan into action. They are super disciplined people. So again, slow and steady wins the race, tried and true method. In the reverse position, this is somebody who may need to be disciplined, may need to be a little bit more committed. They may need to be more conservative in their approach, right? And perhaps more likely than not, they need to be, or they need to develop a routine in their lives to get things done. And maybe not rush or be impulsive. Okay, let us move on to the Fabulous Queens. So in this card, we see an older woman who is an earth sign. Again, somebody who's likely 35 years and older. She's wearing a red dress. And again, red is the color of the root chakra, which has to deal with the material world. So of course it applies. She's sitting on a throne and she's surrounded by a very lush, we can say it's a garden or a lot of really great nature around her, green and abundant. She's holding a pentacle, and if you look at her facial expression, she actually looks, if there's maybe two words that I could say here, the first one I would pick is she looks content, and then she looks pleased. Earth signs are pretty grounded people, and they're very practical, which applies to the Knight too, I should have said that, but very, very practical. There's a word, I can't think of it right now. God dang it, it'll come back. Anyway, they work really hard and they're very self-reliant and they're self-sufficient. That's also something that you should keep in mind for the Pentacles. She's financially successful and again, independent. She's the breadwinner of the family, if she has a family. She may not have a family. But she's the breadwinner in general. And if she has a family, she's pretty good at balancing her home life and her work life overall. She's nurturing, but she, I would say, is more emblematic of like that mentor teacher figure. She has built a comfortable life for herself and for her family. Very grounded, practical, and I can't find the word. Anyway, you get the gist. In the reverse position, there is a need for this person to actually be more self-reliant, be self-sufficient, and be independent. No codependency here. There's also a need to find balance in life because, again, earth signs are pretty diligent. They're hard workers. They're very disciplined, right? They keep their mind focused until they succeed at their goals. And they may be subject to sometimes some sort of imbalance in their lives, prioritizing work over family. And that's kind of what this means in the reverse position here, that there's some need to balance and prioritize family and work life. Perhaps, again, they're so involved in making a nice life for themselves at the expense of everything else. So it brings a lot of attention to that. And then the King of Pentacles. Sometimes people call this the King Midas card. So keep that in your mind. These little phrases will help you remember the meaning of the card. So in this card, we have an older man who is what? An earth sign. Someone who is 35 years or older. He's sitting on a throne and it's very lush and it has a lot of grapes. And grapes used to be the most expensive fruit anywhere in the world, long time ago. So that's very symbolic of this type of person and what he has and what he has achieved. He holds a scepter and a pentacle and we see behind him a castle, which likely belongs to him. This person has worked really hard to make that type of life for themselves. They have labored to get where they are, and many hard lessons have been learned along the way, but he's applied what he has learned, and it's worked for him. Again, if you think about the Pentacles, really disciplined, very committed, sticking to the plan, routinized, right? But very methodical and committed. He has dominion over his kingdom. And by the look on his face, the only word I can find for it, he's proud. He probably has an ego. he's all business, especially financial business. He knows how to make money and he knows how to keep money. And he can teach you about that. He can teach you a lot about business related matters. He's quite responsible, disciplined, hardworking, very prepared and methodical. He uses the tried and true method every time because what it works. And again, this is not someone who is much of a risk taker here, but that seems to be okay. It's not a big deal here, right? Because he's achieved very well. In the reversed position, or before I say that, King Midas, let's go back to that. Everything he touches turns to gold. Keep that in mind when you pull the King of Pentacles upright. In the reversed position, however, money is everything to this person, which is bad because there is a huge element of greed here and then also corruption. Not the best attributes of this earth sign in the reversed position. And this is all of this is to their own detriment. They become super greedy and they could be even corrupt when it comes to, you know, any type of business matters or business deals or investments. The other meaning to keep in mind is that this card in a reverse position can actually say that you need to take a smarter approach to building wealth. So kind of similar to the Knight of Pentacles in reversed, where the person needs to be more disciplined and committed and be more conservative in your approach. That's also kind of what the King is saying here in the reverse position, that you need to be disciplined when it comes to making money. You need to take more of a conservative approach and not be such a risk taker, throwing your money, you know, everywhere. Like, be smarter and take a more routinized approach here so that there's consistency. You guys, that was the Pentacles. We made it through the entire suit. I probably covered it fast, but I wanted to get everything in there so that you can review it. I really hope this has been helpful for you. You know, it'll be exciting once we get through the entire Minor Arcana. As I said, if you're still learning the deck, look at the actions of what's happening in the card. What's happening? What does the person look like? Do they look mad, happy, sad, content, proud? Are they doing something like the apprentice? He's learning. He's building something, right? He's learning a new skill. So take a look at that. Look at the Five of Pentacles as an example. What's happening there? Oh my God, they're destitute. They're hobbling along, right? They're in the snow. Their clothes are torn. It's just terrible. Overall, it's bad omen, right? So don't try to get so wrapped up in memorizing every exact point. Get the basics first. And on top of that, trust your intuition. There will always be new messages coming up in their cards. You will always see something else. And let me give you a quick example here. I gave a reading a little while ago and I used the tarot, and it's interesting because the question was about love, but the wands came out and it was the Ace of Wands and it was reversed. And when I checked in with my intuition how it was related, all I could see were the leaves falling off the tree, like that situation regarding that person's love life, things were falling away. And that was my intuition talking to me. Even though technically the way I define that card, it has to deal with being unsuccessful, right? When it comes to like a new venture, a new job, like going broke. So I saw that with the Ace of Wands. So trust your intuition there. There's something that you can pinpoint, one little thing in the card that will come as another teaching tool here. So let's say you picked, I don't know, let me look at this and see if there's a card that I think that you can pick. Okay, let's stick with the Five of Pentacles. Let's say you look at the card and then close your eyes, and then I do this. Ask your guide, okay, what's the one message that I need to see, or the one element that's happening in this card that is the full message that you really want me to get? What is the one thing? So when you open your eyes are going to land only on that one thing. And let's say I opened my eyes and I saw, I don't know, the crutches. Okay, and that's the one thing that popped out. then I know the message there is some sort of physical ailment is coming, right? So, or some health struggle. That is the real message. So that's another way to tune into your intuition to get the message, or to get, you know, an additional message of the card. That's a great way to also approach the card. So I don't want you to feel bogged down with the numerology, with the colors, with the symbols, with all of that, because it can feel like there's already a lot of cards, and then you have to know it reversed. So trust your intuition and play that little game, but also meditate with the card. Close your eyes and ask it to come to life to show you, and it will. All right, you guys, my throat was starting to hurt from a lot of talking. So I hope this has been super helpful, and we'll make it throughout the weeks with the rest of the minor arcana. Please have a very safe week. Take care, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.